There was a vacancy for a priest in a parish, and the parish selection committee was having difficulty making a decision. One member of the committee, who was admittedly tired of the whole process, offered one last letter of introduction from a candidate. She read, "To the parish selection committee, it is my understanding that you have a vacancy, and I would like to apply for the position. I can't say that I preach too well. In fact, I tend to stutter when I speak because I have a speech impediment. I do have a lot of different experiences I could share with you since I am over 75 years old. I have only just recently had an encounter with God, and despite my initial resistance to the idea, I heard a voice which told me personally that I was the one to undertake your ministry. One never knows when God will appear right before your eyes. As far as people skills go, I do tend to lose my temper every once in a while. I also tend to want things done my way, and I can even get violent if it's not taken care of right away. Once I even killed somebody. But since I know you are gracious people, I know you will believe me when I say that all behind me now. I intend on showing up there in a few weeks' time to lead you into a brighter future. Although I was reluctant at first to work with you, I still feel called to be with you nonetheless." The committee member glanced up at the rest of the committee. "Well, what do you think? Can this person be your priest or leader or not?" The rest of the committee was aghast. Have an old, arrogant, temperamental ex-murderer as their priest? Was this committee member crazy who had signed the application? The committee member eyed them all keenly before she answered, "It is signed Moses." One has to admit that Moses did not sound like a likely candidate to receive a call from God. He didn't seem to have the right stuff. Isn't it amazing that God doesn't require the same qualifications for a job that we do? Is it possible God is calling you to some kind of ministry? What can we learn from Moses' call to the ministry that might help us discern God's call in our lives? First, God calls us out of the ordinary circumstances of our everyday lives. Moses had been minding his own business, tending the flock of God's and sheep of his father-in-law Jethro, when he encountered God for the first time. One could not say that Moses was actively looking for some kind of encounter with God. I think he was happy what he was doing. Second, we just can't run away from the presence of God, no matter how much we try, like Jonah. The psalmist says in Psalm 139, which is, I think, a well-known psalm, where Samuel says, "Where can I flee from your presence? If I go to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there." We can't run away from the presence of God. God's presence arose out of Moses' mundane world, everyday world. God wanted Moses' attention. As David said, when God is calling you, God first needs to get your attention. It may not necessarily be as dramatic as burning bush, which attracts your attention, but it will be something else that catches you off guard. When our defenses are low, that's when the Holy Spirit can get through to us. Moses is going about his day job, and he thinks he is autonomous and answerable to no one. It may be for us the same. In that way, he is like us. Because that is the great myth of our time, that we are both autonomous and accountable to no one. Especially when you look at the young people around you in this present day and time, they think they are both autonomous and accountable or answerable to no one. Moses, at the age of 40, killed an Egyptian and ran away from Egypt. He could run away from Egypt, but not from the presence of God. So on this ordinary day, on the mountain of Horeb or Zion, God breaks into Moses' life, calls him by name and tells him he has a job for him. The sudden presence of God, the bush, the angel, the voice make it clear to Moses that he is not autonomous. He is not alone, that there is something, someone greater than he with whom he is in relationship. And he is accountable. He is answerable. In the face of the divine presence and before the divine authority, Moses realizes he has a vocation. And that his own fate is closely linked with the fate of his own people who are enslaved, the very people he has run away from. We can run away from people, from situations, but not from God. As we read in our gospel this morning, when the Son of Man will come, he will, with his angels, he will ask us, and we have to be accountable. The third thing we can learn from Moses' call is that when God calls us, it is for a definite purpose, and his purposes are much higher than ours. As Isaiah in his book writes, what God says in 55 chapter, God says, my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. After being chased out of Egypt and away from his Hebrew people, Moses is out shepherding sheep for his Midianite father-in-law. 40 years living in a desert and in a tent, scratching a living with a few sheep. In fact, the Egyptian had a saying, the bottom person at the social ladder is the shepherd. That's quoted in Genesis chapter 46, verse 34. For every shepherd is an abomination to the Egyptian. But for God, Moses had a purpose. Moses had a bigger plan in the eyes of God. God had a bigger plan for Moses. God was very specific in what God expected Moses to do. God wanted Moses to lead the nation of Israel out of slavery. Just as God has a master plan, all of us who are called have a specific role in that master plan. One could say that God's master plan is one of salvation. God desires us to be free from whatever it is that enslaves us or causes us to suffer. The Israelites needed to be free from slavery in Egypt. We need to be free from things that enslaves us. We may call it sin, or we may call it addiction. But whatever we call it, it is usually an enslavement of our own making. We find ourselves bound to persons or things that separate us from a relationship with our God. We may not be doing things that Moses was doing. We may be doing much better things according to worldly standards. But God's ways and his plans and his purposes are much higher than ours. Sometimes we don't really understand God's plan for our life, just like Peter didn't understand in our gospel this morning. Jesus revealed the whole purpose of his earthly ministry, God's divine plan for the salvation of humankind, and the good news that Christ had come to suffer, die, and be raised again for the forgiveness of our sins and for the sins of the whole world. Apparently, Peter confessed better than he comprehended. Last Sunday, we had a confession of Peter. And last Sunday's gospel reading recorded the strong, clear, correct, and confident confession of faith made by Simon Peter. When Jesus asked, "Who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." But poor Peter couldn't comprehend all that Jesus was revealing to them. And he responded, "Never, Lord. This must never happen to you." He and other disciples were looking for another kind of king, one who would free them from the tyranny of their Roman rulers. But Jesus knew who he was and why he had come. There are times when we don't fully understand the purpose and will of God, but all we need to do is to seek his face in prayer and read his word daily in order to know his perfect will. The fourth and final point I would like to share with you is that when God calls us, it is typical for us to object it, to say no and give excuses. When Moses heard that God wanted him to do something, he said, "What? Who? Me? Who am I that I should go and do that?" He gave actually 5 excuses. If you read it carefully, he says, "Who am I?" And 40 years back, he said, "I am the prince of Egypt. I can do my way. I can free my people." And he killed an Egyptian because he did it his way. But God said, "Now you do it my way." Have you ever made excuses when it came to striving toward what God has called you to do? Maybe God is calling you for some ministry, some service. Is God calling you? Are you making some excuse for not answering the call? Or are you thinking, "I'm too young or too old"? Let me tell you, Moses didn't begin his service for the Lord till he was 80 years of age. It took the Lord 80 years to get him ready. Maybe the burning bush is not unique to Moses. The rabbis of old said that others passed by the bush while it was burning, but only Moses turned aside. Only Moses turned aside. Are we really willing to turn aside? The burning bush story is one of call and response. Something is being called for in the name of God. Moses is to make real and enact God's desire for the people. What if that's how God is working in our lives too? May God help us to discern his purpose and his will in our lives. In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.